Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Square Ball Podcast.
Hello there. Welcome to the show. It's brought to you with Levi Solicitors. 10% discount on your legal fees at levisolicitors.co.uk/thesquareball. Dan Michael and Moscow with you post-Brighton. Emotions high, a very clammy Elland Road, and a point that keeps us alive. It looked dead and buried there for a bit, didn't it?
Is it a good point? It is a good point, isn't it?
Any point's a good point. Better than losing,
which we were going to do. At least it means we can't go down with Burnley not getting anything else, because I was worried about that would be the meekest way to go down, would be to say, well, a single point could have kept you up, but you couldn't even manage that.
Yeah, I was having little flashbacks to promotion and imagining us just like sitting at home when we got relegated if Burnley won, because that would have sent us down, wouldn't it? I've got no idea anymore.
We could have gone down
if
today.
If Burnley won and we'd lost.
But in midweek, I mean, if we'd lost today and then they beat Villa on Thursday, that's what I was thinking of, like, oh, that result would kill us and we just sit at home and watch it. Whereas now we got to go to our friends at Brentford.
Well,
Burnley have got a lot to do as well. And that's kind of, I guess that's the thing from today, is we've given them something to think about, and there's not many brain cells in Burnley, so they'll struggle with that.
Isn't it funny how, you know, about 10 minutes from the end, when the atmosphere started to turn, when the fans thought this was getting away from us, and then the songs for Bielsa started, I don't know if you saw Marsh's reaction to that, head in his hands.
Head was in his hands most of the game.
I don't know
if
it was that specifically, but
I don't know if you could see the banner that was being unveiled in the East End corporate as well. Some people had a big long Bielsa Argentina flags all kind of on that was coming out at the same time as well, along with the sack the board chants and all the rest of it. But, you know, it inspired an equaliser.
It got us an equaliser.
It's strange, isn't it? If it had been a really supportive atmosphere and we score a last minute equaliser, the story you tell is really got behind the lads, but really the crowds really turned it from, as it was, he actually got a little bit, it was starting to get quite toxic, and then we scored anyway.
But then to keep that to what it is, they've had 10 minutes basically of the entire season.
Yeah,
it's waited until the last 10 minutes of the last home game.
Not aimed at the players either.
No, before there's been songs about the management, songs about the board. So really, you know, prior to that, there's that one guy who shouted at Victor Orta in the press box, and he gave plenty back. So this is the only time they've really had to sit there and suffer through it. And there's almost part of you thinks we should just arrange, you know, we never had a promotion party. Maybe we just arrange something where we just get the board and we sit them in those seats, sell tickets, and we can just sing songs about them after the season's over, when it's not going to affect what happens on the pitch whatsoever.
I had a thought then coming out of the East Stand, thinking, I wonder who the three most relieved people inside that stadium were this afternoon, whether it was them after it started to turn like that. Let's not get caught up on that, because the story of that is Joffe, isn't it? It's what that little wizard rat did.
I've written wizard too, although with my writing it looks like I've written lizard.
Just for clarity's sake.
Which is more Leticia.
Just for clarity's sake, it's not, you say lizard then.
Yes.
That's not our label for him. It was one of our subscribers, wasn't it? One of our members who suggested he was a little rat wizard. But to do that little scoop, to do that.
It's two tricks and a scoop.
Yeah.
Every part of it is just to be calm. Marsh's favourite word, you know, he tells them to be calm,
clarity
in the moment, clarity, and he knew exactly what he was doing, and he I think that's just a big difference, whether you can pull something off like that or not. That's the second part of it, but to just be there in that position in the 95th minute, 1-0 down in a relegation battle, and just have that in your mind that, like, I will do these things.
Imagine being that good at anything.
And then we'll score. Well, that's it. There's the two things. First, to think about it, and then to do it. And then if you compare it to the big turning point of the first half, which is Rodrigo not releasing Jackie Harrison, is how, you know, a 31-year-old or 30-year-old Spanish international, with all the experience he's had playing in La Liga his entire career, just can't decide what to do in that situation. And yet Gellhart, who is a child, just has the, he doesn't need the experience to be able to do it. And that's, I guess it's there's one on the up trajectory and one on the down trajectory out of those two, isn't there? But what, a great moment for Benelux as well.
Yes, all three
dancing nations. In the streets of Benelux.
All three nations delighted at Pascal Strauch's contribution. Because there was part of me, and actually, was it? It was his substitution on that first prompted the songs about Bielsa, wasn't it? It was that late flurry of subs, and that's when the song started.
I wasn't really sure why.
At that point. I wasn't.
It just, I guess, someone started it.
There were two. I don't know if they were directly in response to the subs, but the subs were weird because just before then we'd seen Rodrigo look absolutely shattered.
From the kickoff,
but in particularly just before Greenwood came on, he just stopped running and was just wheezing. So I was like, okay, Greenwood's getting ready.
If he's asthmatic, they should have a word with Liverpool. Apparently they know how to deal with asthma quite well.
And then Diego Llorente, he'd been feeling his hamstring and then he went into a challenge and came out of it basically hobbling, holding his hamstring. So, and then Stroik is suddenly getting ready. So you're like, okay, Greenwood for Rodrigo and Stroik for Llorente. And then it's Greenwood for Click, and Click was playing well in the second half and didn't look as tired as Rodrigo. And then Firpo's off as well. And Firpo as well, second half, attacking-wise at least. I mean, he was absolutely awful. Well, he wasn't exclusively awful in the first half, but the whole left side was just a disaster in the first
half. They just continually passed it into the box on the left-hand side with absolutely no one there. It was bizarre to watch.
Stop doing that. It was
so strange. They just kept doing the same thing.
Dropping it off the shoulder.
Someone just walked around the back and stood in the box, and then no one bothered to go near him. It was so frustrating.
We're completely disorganised. And you can see from the Karma climbs of just sitting in the West End with your head in your hands. It's really handy having a desk because you can just watch it like with my chin in my hands. So you can see kind of without distractions what's happening. And the number of times is the Firpo and Cooper and whoever else, it's not just like them, it's anybody went into that zone, would start pointing at each other and pointing at players, and they would just go to the wrong players and Brighton would get a player free. And there's just the disorganisation is total. Like, I think I put it in my match report last week. We've gone from man marking to no man marking any man.
Yeah.
It's just whatever we're trying to do is not working in that regard.
Let's look at the positives from the defence, which was Rafinha was not in it.
Yeah.
That's true.
And that helped.
Yeah. And Cock played well. And Shaq was good when he came on.
Cock was injured for most of that game as well.
Yeah.
I think he did it when he did a really good tackle. Again, another one where they just passed it through a massive hole in our defence, but he made a really good recovery tackle. And I think from that point on, it was like his lower back.
He was holding the base of his... It reminded me of Prime Gordon Strachan, very similar. Mm,
yeah, similar sciatica type thing maybe. But yeah, he'd obviously done something to his back, hadn't he? But he kept on. And particularly when we didn't have the ball or when he wasn't trying to jump for another long ball hit towards him out on that right-hand side, he was very clearly struggling with it. But then we'd kind of get the ball and he'd be like, right... Off we go again.
I mean, he'd started with a head injury right at the start of the game. So, he was all right.
Jesse didn't hear the chants. Just read the tweets to that effect in the press conference. He didn't hear them.
Oh, Jesse.
It's quite loud, which is strange.
Would he like to hear them again? Well, he can come in when we do this end of season thing, the big chant.
I mean, at least we can come in here today and it's not completely blown apart. I think that's the biggest thing we take from it, is that we can come in and actually be a bit chipper because it was a nice ending to what was... a challenging afternoon.
It was a much improved. It was
better, but it still wasn't great, was it? And I accept as well that the position we're in means we're not going to be great, but
no,
I still...
It was much, much better than I was expecting. Mm. I was expecting terrible things, admittedly. But it was much better than terrible.
Yeah.
Which means it's just about okay.
It's possible after that game, and it needed the equaliser to feel this way, obviously, but to... I was thinking, we could have scored more. Mm. There was...
The first minute as well. Yep. Cooper.
So we started really well and then, we boot the ball straight into Liam Cooper's face. That's one of the things that makes you think,
was that from the corner?
Yeah.
I couldn't see that.
It was like a Joffy kind of hooking a volley around him, not quite an overhead kick, square into Liam Cooper's face. And those are the kind of things...
Was it on the way in?
It was flying in, yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
And those are the kind of things you think we're just going to that relegates you, doesn't it?
That yeah, kind of when that happened in the first minute, I thought, this is not our day. You have that little creeping fear. I thought, oh, God, that's not fair.
But we had, it took a while after that to get going. Although we were having a lot more of the ball, we were in their half.
We were bright for that start, didn't you think?
Yeah. Mm. And that, the big thing with Rodrigo not passing to Harrison was we got in that position, which we haven't been there in the last three games, basically at all. So being in a position to mess that up, it's an improvement. Click had his shot and in the first half from the corner, the short corner, and then he had a shot in the second half when there was the two phases from, I think it was from another corner, we had a shot on one side and the other side, got it on target. Fair enough, there was Rafinha's free kick that was a great save onto the bar. Click's shot from that corner in the first half again was a great save from their keeper.
Why did their keeper need treatment every time he saved a shot?
Well, that one...
saw hands, Michael.
Mm.
That one he did sort of fly backwards into the post. So
I
you
don't
could kind of
care.
Understand it. Yeah, yeah. Well, it was worse with the lad who got the... He blocked a ball with his knee and then started rolling around as if his leg had been taken off somehow. So you think, oh, you know, we had all these chances. We could have scored more. We see a little bit of an attacking performance. And so that's fine. And then, I was just reminded when I was saying that at the end of the game, it's like, well, that Welbeck header.
That looked like an absolute...
sitter, wasn't it?
It's unbelievable that he's missed that.
Yeah, it was. It was an open goal 6 yards out, wasn't it?
With That's why they're going. Oh, no.
And then the one in the 97th minute where they had the shot across. Like, if that's on target, that's in.
I think my final act of the home season was to go, fucking hell!
And then you start going back.
There were a few of those.
They had
there?
A lot of those. Yeah.
But then we had some too.
Well, that's it.
There was the Rafa chance that Rodrigo put across. I don't know whether that might have been pulled back for offside had VAR looked at it, but.
I think I know the one you mean.
When he lunged around the penalty.
Oh, no, he was onside. And so that was a great chance as well, yeah.
Mm. One of the good things that Rodrigo did today was to play that ball early, which obviously we were screaming at him against Man City for not doing the same thing. So at least he did that today, and it was a really good chance. It was very unlucky, wasn't it?
Yeah. Fucking awful, though.
It was, though, wasn't it?
First half in particular, I was livid with him. He's lost the ball every single time, and always the same sloppiness, thinking he's got absolutely
ages
on the ball, and he just loses it every time.
You know, do you see that one?
I know we've been sort of saying the players need support and stuff, but I think he needs an absolute bollocking. Yeah. I feel like whatever Marsh has done to be nice to him, I feel like he could just kick the shit out of him now.
There was that sort of spell where he messed up twice and lost possession twice, got caught in possession, and so the third time it happened, he just wanted rid of it. And that was when he booted it into the East Stand. He thought there was a ball on, I think maybe to a cock or whatever. Yeah. And he just ended up lifting it straight into touch, which actually compounded the problem. But you could see exactly psychology kind of the cogs turning psychologically on what he was trying to do, which was, shit, I don't want this.
There was also definitely a point where he didn't lose the ball and there was a little cheer.
Yeah,
it was
when he laid off a 3 yard pass to Firpo.
Yeah, and everyone was like, oh, he's not lost it. Brilliant. Well done.
I mean, for 27 million quid, the man looks like a dud, doesn't he, unfortunately?
And
I always like, he seems like a really nice guy, and I don't ever
does he though. I'm going to call it now, he's a bastard.
Maybe we do need maybe some more sons of bitches in that team. Some scruff of the
neck.
Well,
that's the other thing, the other proactive positive thing as well today. 11 players started, 11 players finished.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
No red cards, so we have passed 100 yellows.
Firpo's lasted till 71 minutes.
And that was a good yellow. He had to do that.
It was a solid, good solid yellow. That
was yeah, that was fine. I don't.
Was that the flying lunge?
Yeah. I almost.
He's great, isn't he?
I'm bored of having. I think today we should pick on Rodrigo because Firpo did all right in the second half. I can't handle just all of them at once.
With Firpo as well, I almost don't feel. I can't feel angry with him because he's just. He's comical. He looks like he doesn't. He looks like he's never played left back before.
But no, but going forward in the second half, he was actually playing really well. I think he got it together. It's the first half when we're defending down that side was just broken structurally. And you keep seeing those little bits with Firpo where you're like, oh, maybe he can pull this together and he can just get his game together and it'll be fine. But I think at the moment, Leeds United's game just obviously is not together. No. So,
and we are 37 games into the season with him and still thinking that, going, maybe he's going to get this together.
It's a bit late for me, that.
Yeah.
Well, just a bit of an update from Goodison Park. Everton went 1-0 up inside 10 minutes, but they've had a red card on 18. So,
okay. Who is it? Please be Richarlison.
It's Branthwaite.
Jared Branthwaite.
Lose.
Yeah.
Well, just lose.
It's probably us or Burnley still, isn't it?
Yeah. It'd be funny if it was Everton. Though,
it would be funny if it was Everton.
After him looking all smug on telly and stuff, that would put them on 39 points. Burnley on 34, basically. I mean, that's over then, isn't it? Just about. Because we couldn't catch them. Only Burnley could.
There's still a long way to go.
Which would relegate us. There is distance yet to run.
We're only like 20 minutes into that Everton game, aren't we? So
do you know what's nice? Seeing Mike Dean one last time, wasn't it? Wasn't that nice?
I love his arm.
Which one, left or right?
The one that pointed to the centre circle when Struyck scored. Because it was really hard to tell if that ball had gone in, had it crossed the line, what was happening. So I didn't look at the celebrations. I just looked at Mike Dean. I was thinking, just point, you bastard, point.
Yeah, I went early on the celebration and started going, yes, like that. But then
I thought it'd obviously gone in.
But yeah, I know, but just, you have that like split second of down. Yeah, split second of down.
Clear goal.
Did you have that split second? I bet you are. No, it's in everybody. It's fine.
We didn't all have your view, Michael, from behind, from the west stand side, looking at Struyck's back. It was quite hard to tell what was going on.
Yeah. I mean, I was only about, 80 yards away, Michael. Sorry for not noticing. Dickhead. Happy birthday for yesterday, by the way.
Thanks.
I kind of went early on the celebration because I was convinced it was in, but you still, there's that split second where you're waiting to find out, aren't you?
And also you just, these days you're thinking like, did Gallard take it out? Was there something, was he offside? Was there something?
It was trying to compute that. My brain was still kind of looking at that going, oh my God, how has he managed to do that? And then he did that little chip.
Put it in. Oh my God, he's put it in. He did well. He did very well.
He did amazing. I mean,
I still can't.
It's weird. Overall today, I think you saw both sides of Gerhard because obviously with that moment, what a moment, and it's great. But then today, the tactics overall seem to be, because he was up front, hope that we could make the Norwich goal happen again. Bang it in his head and get a flick on for Rafinha, who was conspicuously wide. Thank God that message has finally got through that Rafinha should be on a touchline. If not
Harrison
both.
As well.
Yeah, but not as there was still he was further out. Yeah, but it was Rafinha who was really the one who's like, I am going to stand as far over as I can.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news: ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
But the tactic, it seems to be just like long balls, either Rafinha, but mainly Joffy, try and do the flick on and hope we can do the Norwich thing again. And I noticed, I've not really noticed it before, but he's not the quickest. So we're winning all these balls kind of 30 yards from goal. And then we've got Gerhard and Rodrigo both kind of doing like slow motion chariots of fire, trying to chase the ball towards Brighton's goal. And it's just not happening. I think you kind of maybe saw in the full 90 minutes, Gerhard still doesn't look like he's ready because he's a child. But then the flip side of that is what he can do in the 95th minute is kind of... You don't get 90 minutes of that in a game, but we don't have any other players who seem to have the presence of mind apart from, it is like Rafinha when he set him up for the Norwich goal, because you think Rafinha, because he had it in his mind, was like, right, go around the keeper, because everyone's expecting him to beat the keeper and score, and instead he beat the keeper and he knew what he was doing. So and that's Gail Hart's got that as well. I know exactly what I'm going to do from here. But if only football was just 90 minutes of that, would be, and we could just play those two.
Also, you don't, you don't have to be brilliant for 90 minutes. That's the thing.
No.
Jermaine Beckford wasn't, and Martin Viduka wasn't, and Lee Chapman wasn't. There were plenty of games where you can do not a lot. You can have not many touches. But if you're in the box at a key moment, you can do enough.
And you need to get in the box. That was sort of the issue, wasn't it? Was not being in the box.
Yeah, that's the thing. Today was so much better for the amount of chances we created. Yeah. Because I feel like, I mean, across the Chelsea and Arsenal games, was there anything? Were there any clear-cut chances in those games?
We couldn't get out of our half.
So this was. I mean, I was a bit surprised the way Brighton started the second half. They seemed really intent on seeing it out and time wasting, which, given they were kind of better than us,
if they tried to beat us for a lot of the first half,
I thought, well, why don't you just try and play normal?
Well, I was going to say that's what you said to me, weren't you, when we were chatting on the way into the building just before we came on air, like saying, I don't know why Potter like just didn't tell him to go for it because they were better than us.
Yeah, just the keeper taking absolutely ages over everything, and every throw in, and loads of pretend injuries. And I thought Mike Dean actually did. I mean, he should have just booked people as well, shouldn't he? But I don't understand if a referee tells someone to get up because they can tell they're pretending to be injured, book them at the same time.
I think it was McAllister with his neck injury.
Mm. He just walked over to him and went, "I'm not stopping it. You might as well get up." And he did. And he just jumped straight up.
The goalkeeper didn't get a yellow card. Mm. And then the guy who went down because he blocked the ball with the inside of his knee. It's just book these people.
You see,
nobody will mind, Mike.
You're talking about Mike Dean's arm, because I noticed something about Mike Dean's arm in that game as well, is that every time the keeper, you know, moved the ball from one side to the other, set it up, had a think, maybe banged his studs on the post, etc., etc., there was a little beckoning gesture. And as the crowd started whistling, he'd then look at his watch arm as if to say, "I've got this."
I mean, 6 minutes was the least we should have had.
Yeah. And he only actually added on about, I think he blew the whistle on like 6 minutes 40 or something.
Yeah, 40 seconds for that goal.
Which, bear in mind, there was the goal and there were several injuries and whatnot.
We should still be playing now, shouldn't we,
Until
Michael?
We win.
Mm. On the old XG merch.
We won it, didn't we?
2.3
Bloody
to
hell.
2.05. Admittedly, a lot of that is Joffy hitting Liam Cooper in the face in the second minute. That was a 61% chance. But then Rafinha, I think that's the chance when Rodrigo crossed low and he was at the back post. Rodrigo had a chance as well. But I don't know how many shots we actually had today. Where are the other stats? But I guess the reason I'm even looking at this is there were actually things we were doing in attack that we could talk about and be excited about and say, yeah, Do that again. We had 19 total shots, 5 on target.
Did we really?
Brighton had 15. Yeah. Mm. I just don't know if we were any good. It doesn't even matter if we were any good or not. I mean, everybody I've spoken to walking from the ground here has been kind of like, we got out of jail. We were not good. But then also, we created lots of chances. We could have scored more goals. Mm. And then that's why I already decided that we draw 5-5 with Brentford, or at least going into the 90th minute, it will be 5-5.
Can I make you cry?
Go ahead.
I've just seen a picture of, you know, Calvin and Rafinha. Like, Rafinha's going to sit against the South Stand post for a bit, it looks like, which, you know, I expect that's his final time at Elland Road. Judging by, he made sure he did a full lap when the whistle went and applauded everybody. And I think everybody kind of knew that was a bye-bye. Phillips has been knocking around there as well, which is a bit worrying, that one. But
I've just seen the picture.
Yeah, Calvin's just been over to the East Stand and he's picked up a sign made by, I think, either a child or maybe he brought it. Maybe he did bring it. Maybe Calvin brought it. It says, "Rafinha, make me smile. LUFC, Brazil flag and a heart."
I've just shown it to Michael. That's nice.
That is lovely.
Yeah, I think, I mean, Calvin, I think he's maybe, I hope he's just hedging his bets that, like, if next weekend goes wrong, he'll leave, obviously.
I don't think anyone would even care. Well, they wouldn't. They wouldn't care. We would understand.
Drive him to Old Trafford ourselves.
No one would be like upset in a angry way. Everyone would just go, "Well, yeah."
Go to Man City, play with De Bruyne and Haaland, have a nice time. It's okay. But I hope it's that, and I think it might be that it's just a just in case. I'm going to take all this in because who knows what next week will bring. But then he can still run out next season in the Premier League, where we will be.
We might be, you know.
Yeah.
We might be. I mean, I said before, I kind of made my peace with it a couple of weeks ago because I'd had enough of the stress and I was like, well, so be it. If we go down, we go down. And I was kind of in that place this afternoon. But then you get moments like that, which are just brilliant.
I did follow up after, in the minutes, not straight after the equaliser, but part of me was thinking, I will probably have a calmer next week, 7 days, if we'd just been relegated today. Mm. Like, could we not? Like, would I have been almost happier?
I don't mean,
at least I would have found peace.
It's the analogy, it's ripping the plaster off, isn't it, straight away? Like, you know, yeah. not prolonging the agony.
Yeah, I'd come to terms with the relegation. And I was thinking, well, because after the last couple of games, I was thinking, well, I can't really see us scoring another goal this season. We've defensively, we've been awful for a while. So I can't see us getting another point. I can't see us getting another goal. And that's enough to finish us. And even if Burnley lose all their games, like, they could lose 8-0 three times in a row and still stay up with the way things were looking for us. So at least we've put something back in their court, I suppose. They now have to do something, which I think we shouldn't be complacent about, because they do have two, not easy games, but certainly winnable games, and against teams who have nothing to play for.
No comments about their games.
But Michael, we've got to 35 points now, and we know that's enough to stay up, so it's done.
Can we write to the
And
FA?
Yes, my tongue is planted firmly in my cheek when I say this.
Marsh says, oh, he's being a bit weird again. I was just going to concentrate on him saying the players emptied their tanks and make a joke about that being disgusting. But then he's also been saying that he felt the players didn't 100% believe at halftime. I said to them, we can have no doubts. Keep pushing. I was sure the other one said we can. Oh, no, it is. We can have no doubts.
We can have no doubts.
Keep pushing. You have to believe.
Well,
I mean, hasn't the whole problem with the Gandhi thing, but he's been showing them nothing but quotes about belief. And he's like, halftime, don't think they were really believing.
Do you know what the problem is?
Since
they took the word believe off the tunnel because they didn't want the Ted Lasso comparisons, the belief has dropped.
What else has he talked about since?
Oh, no doubt, of course, did the song Don't Speak, which is something else I've been saying about Jesse recent weeks.
Oh dear. Well, at least before this, he kept it to 14 minutes, didn't he? And all he managed to do was blame the fans for Luke Ayling getting sent off. So he did okay. I thought it was interesting, Graham Potter saying...
The future of football.
Yeah. He said that people were saying beforehand that Brighton had nothing to play for, but he felt his performance, I'm sure it means Brighton's performance, showed they protected the integrity of the competition.
Mm.
Why? I hate that the Premier League has no integrity, Potter. Why start trying to give it some now?
You sounded like
expense?
A teacher at Hogwarts then, by the way.
Oh,
Potter.
I mean, I've never seen it.
But you got the reference though, didn't you?
I did,
and
yeah.
That's the important bit.
It's Graham Potter and the Wizard stuff, isn't it? That's the famous book and film.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? It's going to be another one of those take a while for the adrenaline to dissipate. But we'll go through it all again on Thursday, and I have absolutely no doubt whatsoever this is going to the final day. This time next week, we'll be sat here, cacking our pants.
Why have all of our points this year come in injury time?
All of them have. Wolves, Palace,
Norwich. They're just every time we've won anything, it's been in the last minute. Wolves,
Palace, you said.
It's too much.
It's because we've been playing really badly and had to dig it out, and I suppose that's the one thing that kind of remains... is they do keep pulling stuff out, these players. Like, there's a lot of questions could be asked about what they've been doing over the last 7 days in particular with the red cards and just the abject performances that they've put in. But then against a team that we needed to win. So it's not good enough. A point, I mean, we're excited about a point because it's better than getting beaten, which is what was happening. And we're excited about having lots of chances because it's better than having none, which is what's been happening. And we're excited because it happened in the last minute because it's a big adrenaline. But all those things like can contribute to momentum and say something about the players have not given up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might start every game looking absolutely incompetent, but if they can finish every game digging something out, hopefully against Brentford, it will be a winner in the 6-5. In the 95th minute that keeps us in the Premier League.
Yeah, it's just been saying, the YouTube comments, by the way, I haven't been able to see, I forgot my laptop today, so I can't see them as much. They're over on the other side of the room on a screen.
Fully Rodrigo'd it.
I did Rodrigo it. But it is Biggie who's saying that there's a Sky graphic during the Palace game said that Leeds had the most 90 plus minute goals.
Oh, there you go.
So it's what we do.
Fitness, character, belief. Well, no, even if Jesse thinks they don't, they must. deep down think they can still do this because they keep pulling it into the last minutes and pulling out a point or 3 points. And
there is a lot to be said for it. There's a lot to be said for that resilience, even in the face of feeling like you've lost it at half time.
We haven't got much else. That's the thing. No. So it's kind of that's the thing that you worried watching us against Chelsea. It's like, has all that gone as well? It's just the players now just have they, I think giving up would be harsh, but do they just feel like this is too much?
Crumbled.
Yeah. I wonder if there's just more belief in a plan as well, because it didn't, well, I mean, there was no one to pass to against Chelsea. That was half the problem. Calvin got the ball, and Calvin was still, he's still not quite right, is he? But he at least had options of passes today, whereas the other day, against Chelsea and Arsenal, it was just him in the middle with loads of other people. At least he knew there was Rafinha and Harrison in wide positions who were available to pass to. And also, Gellar is, for such a small man, he is actually pretty decent.
Is he small or is he a big man?
He looked very small compared to their centre-back.
But they're big centre-backs. I still don't know if he's short at all. We're going to have to get a measuring stick.
I reckon he's like 5'10 at the most.
We'll have to kind of just draw marks. But standing on the, standing next to the doorpost.
Well, the hope that we carry into the last week is that of all the games we've played in recent weeks, we're playing the worst team out of the sort of final six or seven games. You know,
a League One team.
They're losing to Everton as well. I mean, who loses to Everton?
10-man Everton at that. But although,
pathetic.
Although, right behind you, lads, if you manage to get something out of this today, we've got your backs.
Or equally, if Everton want to completely kick the shit out of them,
we'll get them all injured and
also fine.
And that, you know, how many, if the players have, I think, you know, training's training and it's important. Obviously, you've got to maintain your fitness. I would say just bombarding Pontus Janssen with phone calls and texts and money and pets. Does he, I wonder what his favourite animal is. Give him 10 of them. Mm-hmm. Anything he desires, wants. There's a picture of him on this table, in fact, wearing a Christmas hat with he's got a Santa bag. Mm-hmm. All that stuff. He likes bricks. Give him all the bricks he wants. Big brick deliveries to the Janssen household.
I'm going
to
stop you now.
Anything possible, just help us out.
Yeah, well, it rolls forward another week. We've got propaganda to come then. Start of this next week, where we need to figure out what to do with all the shows as well, because it keeps rolling on, and you know, Thursday's going to have a bearing on it, and
we've only got a week to worry about. I'll tell you what we do with the shows. Like this time next week, we stop
forever.
Whatever's happened is we just take a little.
What I will say is we'll figure out this evening what on earth we're going to do, but we've definitely got propaganda in the weekly show coming Tuesday, so we'll do those for you and get your feedback on what you thought about this game, and TSB Plus members as well. Find the feedback form. I'm sure you'll send an email out, Moscow, with
already details. Done it.
A good lad.
I remembered this time.
How efficient you are. And yeah, weekly show, we'll do the fight. It'll be the final relegation watch, won't it? On the weekly show.
Yeah.
This next week.
I guess we'll still be.
To say it's going to be off the table as a topic.
We will still be looking at it the week after, I think.
Yeah.
But at least we'll know.
So there you go. The match ball for Brighton. Penultimate game of the season. One to go. Nearly over.
Thanks, Shaw.
Yeah.
Thanks, Pascal.
Thank you for watching and listening.
Thank you, Benny Lux.
We'll see you next time.
The Square Ball Podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.